ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. It's All Fish and Chips, the podcast. This is episode 33, and my name is Thor, and I'm very excited to be here on this short notice episode for the crew. I ended up changing our record day because of things coming up in the real world, but we are here, and we are excited, and we're going to do a big old podcast. Like I said, episode 33, we're getting up there in years and starting to think about maybe quitting the job that we've had for a while and getting a new one, you know, try something different. We're just tired of this, doing the same thing every day. So we'll see what happens. Probably just stick this job out till we retire. Who knows? But to my left, speaking of sticking jobs out till we retire, we've got Bubby.
I'm ready for a dang banging good time. I don't know.
He tried to steal mine and then he couldn't manage it.
Dang nab banging it.
Me, I'm personally ready for a gong banging good
gong
time.
Gong banging? Okay.
And how do you like that apple? Next to Bubby, we've got an empty chair again. Tyler is caught up in the real life shenanigans that is...
That's real weird over there.
Yeah, I know. That's his... Tyler got a new, different microphone, and it's got to have a right angle plug, and it also... Here, let me play this for you. It also does that.
Oh, nice.
Right? I got to fix that shenanigans. For those of you didn't hear it, it hums like a son of a bitch. So Tyler's out again this week. He's trapped in the real world stuff that I'm going to have to be trapped in next week. So we wish him well, hoping the best. Maybe one day he'll get to see his family again. And then next to him, we've got scrolling over there on TikTok and Tinder, we've got Amanda.
Hi.
She's got other things going on, but we'll get to her eventually here. So it's Friday for us here this week. The weather has turned chilly. Last time Bubby and I met, we were wearing shorts and T-shirts. And then it was like... So it was 80 some degrees at the start of this week, right, Bubby?
Right. And now we're wearing sweaters.
But so between Tuesday and Wednesday is when that cold front came through. Mm-hmm. And my stupid ass didn't close the windows upstairs when I went to bed, and it was a nice 75 degrees. I was like, oh, so nice out. Not really checking ahead on the weather. We woke up and it was 27 degrees.
Yeah.
It was
in your room.
In the room. It was cold. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you what you don't want to do is get out of bed at 6:30 in the morning when it is 27 degrees in your room.
I bet your floor was cold.
I know. We got a carpet down, so it's not too bad. But yeah, wood floors.
Yeah.
It's not the best in the cold. But we survived. It's warming back up. It's going to be nice this weekend again. So it's a roller coaster of things going on here this week. Bubby, you have anything fun going on this week? Did you do anything exciting? Riveting.
Yep.
You're not. I always sneak up on you. I feel like
you do.
I feel like
you warn me.
Bubby's just here for the ride, and then I try to interact with him, and he's surprised every time.
Yeah, I am.
We're used to you and Tyler talking all the time.
So well, Tyler's gone. Not here. Tyler's gone now.
I know. We're just not used to having to contribute.
Tyler is no longer
what?
With
hey,
us.
Conversation.
I know.
Weird.
There's usually
right?
Like no podcast? No breaks. When the two of you get going.
But
so.
here we are, the cursed crew.
Yeah.
So far, we have lived up to our name because, again, last week, the podcast cut out halfway through, but I have a backup recording device going, so we were saved. I'm curious what will happen this week. We do have the buzzy microphone, but other than that...
But why do you have it on?
I don't. I just keep pushing it up whenever I mention it. Only Bubby and I can hear it. Amanda has decided she's no longer wearing headphones.
There's no point.
There's no point in anything. She is a nihilist and says there is no point. Bubba, you know what a nihilist is?
I knew. I was thinking you were going to say realist.
Well, in this day and age, they might be right next to each other, realist and nihilist. I've got a couple things here. Like I said, weather got hot, then it's got cool, and it's got hot again. So we know what that means. Snakes is coming. The snakes is coming into the basement, Bubby. They're going to sneak up behind you, and they're going to crawl right all over you. And in response to that, my wife has gone onto the internet and found an item called snake repellent balls, or as I like to refer to them, snake balls. So she got a big old bag of snake balls. Now, this is not the first snake repellent concoction we have purchased for this house. When we first moved in, the first time the snakes showed up, she bought a different snake repellent that was a powder that I had to then go around the perimeter of the house and spread the powder all around the perimeter of the house. By the way, are you wearing your bracelet today, Bobby?
I am.
Okay, good job.
Worn it all week.
There you go.
Because I have friends in low places.
So I had to spread the powder around. It was like a cinnamon. Apparently snakes don't like cinnamon.
Okay.
Sure. So I spread it all around her. And then I said, you know, I spread that all that powder around the house. So if there's any snakes in the house, now they can't get out. Now they're trapped in here. So now we have snake balls. I have not got too deep into the experience of what snake balls are, but I am sure this weekend that I will be depositing them in different places where I think the snakes might be to keep the snakes scared away. It's not like a poison.
Or trapped in the house.
Or trapped in the house, one of the two. It's not a poison. It's not some sort of... Because we've got a pest guy who comes like mm-hmm. four times a year. You got one of those, Bobby?
No.
No, you don't care? You just let them bugs in?
Well, I had a lawn service last 2 years. And they had a thing they would spray the yard with.
Keep the bugs out.
Powder or something they'd put on the yard.
Cocaine, just...
For so much extra money, of course.
Right. Yeah. No, they ain't doing that. They ain't coming to your house and killing bugs for free, Bobby. You got to pay for that. They're going to put that cocaine powder
down. So I paid for it last year, but I'm not doing that this year.
No, screw it. Just let them all in. Just beehive. Get a beehive in your house and some termites and some snakes and whatever. So anyway, the Orkin guy comes out and she's like, can you do anything about the snakes? And he's like, not really. I mean, if you've got one, you can call me and I'll come get it. And she's got a husband for that. So she didn't need his service. But they're like, there's nothing you can really do to keep the snakes out. But that didn't stop her from buying the snake oil that she saw on the internet. And here we are. So
aren't they supposed to be out earlier this year?
Yeah, because it's been so warmer mild. Weather. Yeah, it's warm weather. That's what happens is it gets warm. So they hatch, obviously. Well, first when the mommy snake loves a daddy snake.
Right.
They do a little thing, and then they make some baby snakes, right? That's right. Not how that works with snakes, by the way.
I don't know.
They got eggs, and they fertilize eggs, what have you, like chickens. But
come on, chicken butt.
Chicken butt. Yeah, that's where snakes come from, Bobby. Tell Parker that. I want to hear Parker repeat that story. You've done the birds and the bees talk with your kid, right?
Let's not go there.
Oh, I'm very interested in this. We'll loop back around to this. So once the snakes is hatched and it's warm, they're fine. They're outside. They're doing their thing. But then it starts getting cold, you know, because it's spring. So it's warm, then it's cold, then it's warm, then it's cold. So when it gets cold, that's when they start coming in the house. And so we had several warm days, and now it's cold again. And then it's going to warm back up this weekend.
Just keep your house really cold.
Right? It's cold down here in this basement. I'll tell you that right now. But so we should be seeing some snakes pop up here in the near future. So I should have some good snake stories coming up. Hopefully she doesn't see any of them. And me and the cat get them ahead of time, but you never know.
So where's that cat?
Is he
behind
there? He's probably behind there hunting them snakes.
There is a tarp right behind me.
Yeah. There's like a banner.
He jumped out of it last week.
Yeah. So there's a ledge in the basement that's about chest height that I just store some stuff on. And then to cover it up for people coming over to do the podcast, whatever, I have an old banner from a show that I did a while back. And that's just kind of hanging up in front of that area.
That is a huge banner.
It's from Big River. That's the Royal Nonsuch.
Oh. Probably like 40 years ago. 30. Probably 30.
20?
It's more than 20.
It was in Branson. So
25?
Yeah, 20, 25 years ago. 20. It's probably 20, I'd guess. I don't really know. My short term memory ain't good. My long term memory ain't good.
Future memory.
I can see the future though, real good. But I got that tarp hanging up, so it keeps the snake kind of hidden. But then that cat just kind of rummages around back there because he knows they're back there, and he is God's perfect killing machine. That yellow cat, he's killed rabbits, squirrels, birds. He got a bat once. Snakes. He's real good at snakes. He's God's perfect killing machine.
Wow,
that thing. He, like I said, he's unpleasant to begin with.
No? I'd expect the dogs for that.
Well, you don't
but not
need
the cat.
You don't need snake balls. Then you got a cat.
Well, that's the problem. She wants to keep them outside. She wants to deter them from coming in the house, because when they come in, he kills it. Then he's very proud that he killed it, and he's going to talk. He's going meow 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 meow, and he's going to take that snake right up into the living room and drop it off.
Well,
for everyone to be proud of.
Earn his keep.
What happens if you put it back on the ledge under your porch?
What happens? What's that?
Like, is it bad for your cat?
The snake balls? Around? I have no idea. I don't even know what's in the snake balls.
Okay.
It could be freaking arsenic and freaking mustard gas for all I know. She just bought it off the internet. It's, you know, snake oil and scams is what's in there. It's
probably just
spam.
Foam balls.
Just foam. You know them. You know them balls that they put the, like, they stick flowers and stuff into them, crunchy foam. That's all it is. Just,
spam soaked in Malort.
Right? There you go. Drink for those of you playing along at home. Bubby said it. I totally forgot what I was doing here. Oh, I'm looping
snake
back.
Balls.
Snake balls. But I'm looping back around.
Okay.
Bubby.
No.
Bubby.
So he has asked before about where babies come from and stuff.
Right.
So I don't mind having that talk with him at all, but mentally he is not ready. No, seriously.
Like, if you explain, you don't have to get like deep into details here, Bubby. You don't have to get,
I mean, I haven't rented
a video from the back room of the video store or anything.
But to explain it to where he will understand, he's not ready. He can't comprehend, or he can't. He's just not ready.
I'm
giving it another year or so, probably.
This is how Bubby ends up a grandfather right here.
No.
Just in case you're playing along at home.
No, girls gross.
Girls gross. Well, he's right about that.
Babies come from the choir loft at church.
That's 100% where a lot of babies come from.
Whoa.
Is the choir loft at church when ain't nobody looking, Bubby. Oh. That's a fat and summer camp. That's where a lot of babies come from.
I want to get in
church camp.
So Parker also has, you know, cars, Lightning McQueen, Tow Mater. So he's, until today.
Ka-chow.
Had stickers, I don't know where I got them, but on his door of his room. And every day, like, it's just getting worse and worse. He goes, I got stickers. I still got stickers on my door. Still got stickers. And it's just an autism thing where
he's stuck
has to double check it.
Yeah.
And it's been so bad this last week. I ripped them off the door today.
What?
Threw them
what?
Where he could not find them in the bottom of a trash in the garage.
Because you just like chaos in your house?
It's like ripping a Band-Aid off. Just got to do it. And he came home from school, and of course, first thing he goes to look for
is them stickers. And guess what? Ain't there no more, because Papa Bubby here has done a thing.
So it's nice outside. So I distracted him by going, well, it's a really nice day. Go ride your scooter outside. And so so he goes, rides his scooter outside.
So he hadn't seen it yet?
Oh, he's seen it.
Okay, so he knows the stickers are gone.
I just distracted him with riding a scooter.
Okay, but he knows the stickers are gone.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as traumatic.
And he's like, I'll go buy them with my own money. I was like,
oh, he's gonna get new stickers.
I was like, go right ahead. He goes, what store?
What store?
I'm like, I don't know.
Palin Music.
Disney.
Send him to the vape shop. Tell him they probably got stickers there. And they're not gonna let him in though.
Casper.
Actually, if you're gonna get him, have him go get stickers, send him to Spencer's. Just take him to the mall and send him into Spencer's. He's gonna learn a lot of things there, Bubby.
Then I'll have to have that talk.
Yeah. Just keep him out of the back, you'll be fine. But if he goes in the back, you're in trouble. All right. So I have just sent you to a photo. Okay, this will be for the folks at home as well. This is a billboard. Amanda, you go down 65 to work, so you haven't probably seen this one. This is on the way down to Branson if you're going through Ozark and Nixa. And there is a billboard for
through Ozark and Nixa.
Yeah, what is that, 13 or something?
Yeah, Highway 13.
Highway 13.
I go through Ozark.
Yeah, but you're on 65. You're not going down 13.
No.
So, as you go down Highway 13.
Oh, that's not new. That's so old.
I know, but it's what has happened to this. So, this is a billboard for a restaurant called Flat Creek Steakhouse or Flat Creek something. And they have a billboard with a young gentleman on there eating what appears to be ribs. And he is a ginger young gentleman. That billboard's probably a couple years old.
I'm going to have to go eat dinner there. Thanks.
And that billboard has faded over time. And the young gentleman in that billboard has faded more than the rest of the billboard. So it is now just a redheaded, white, ghost-like vampire child eating what I'm hoping is ribs and not other people.
Let's go back to where we were talking about albinos.
Yeah,
redheaded, right? Albino.
Yes. No, that's exactly what. But he has all the rib sauce around his mouth.
Right.
That just looks like blood.
Yeah.
At this point,
looks like the Joker.
Yeah, he looks a little bit like the Joker as well. It is not a good advertisement for that restaurant at this point. Like back when they did that billboard, and around here, people get billboards and they'll pay for them for like a year and then they'll just quit paying for them. But nobody else wants that billboard. So you'll see billboards up for things that have closed 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
That is true.
There'll be shows in Branson that still got billboards up.
And the sign companies won't change them until somebody new but rents that space.
So that billboard just slowly rots out there in the sun. And I'm guessing that's what's happened to this one. But that vampire child, every time I drive by him, I'm like, oh, that is the stuff. He's kind of, it's like the movie It. He kind of has got that It experience going on as well. We'll post this to the Facebook so you guys can see what I'm talking about. But I've been driving by it a lot here recently. And every time I drive by it, I'm just like, oof, that kid. And you know he can't enjoy that picture anymore. Like if that's somebody local, every time he drives by, he's like, oh, dear God, what is happening over there?
He's probably a couple of years older now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's got to be like 4 or 5 years older. Right? Look at that billboard, right?
I don't know.
So we went to one of their other establishments. So the Flat Creek also owns
what's it called?
Yeah, I'm right there with you because all I can think of is Dana's now, and it's not Dana's. What's big pancake as big as your head, Amanda?
Big as your head pancakes.
No.
The International House of Big as Your Head Pancakes.
How about James River?
The one right next to James River that when they steal your Bluetooth.
What is it called?
That is.
Like, I think of it.
All right.
One in Branson, too.
Bubby and I are both having.
And we've eaten breakfast there.
Yeah.
Had the pancakes.
Billy Gale's. I got there.
Billy Gale's.
So we went to Billy Gale's for lunch.
We're old.
Yeah, we are. We went to Billy Gale's for lunch the other day, and I had already had breakfast, so I wasn't super hungry, but they were going, so I was like, all right, I'll go. And it was the first day they were open in Branson. We were very excited about it. So we go over there, and I was like, I'm going to get some pancakes, but I don't want that big-ass giant pancake, because they have a pancake that's like 14, 16 inches big, huge. It's like a hub. It's like a pizza. But that's actually, they give you a pizza box to take it home in. So I was like, I can't eat all that. So I'm going to get the mini stack. They got a mini stack of pancakes. I'm like, perfect, I'll get that. Or the mini stack of pancakes. That's what shows up, Bubby. That big ass fucking 16-inch pancake. That's the mini stack. Is one of those. So then, like, is there a maxi stack that's like six of those? You think? And I can't imagine who's eating, because you can't eat one of those pancakes, let alone
they have
like
silver dollar pancakes. They have the little.
Do they?
Uh huh.
I did not see that on the menu. That's what I was looking for. I was just like, I want like two or three little pancakes. I'm gonna eat that. I'm kind of full. But, you know, I'm here, so I got to eat something or I'm going to, you know, crash out before I get to dinner. And then the world's largest pancake showed up.
Cut it into quarters.
Right? You can that's how it works, I think, is like you're supposed to get it for the table. That's like a table pancake.
Right.
That's not for, like, just anybody.
Share.
Yeah, exactly.
I think last time Kathy and Parker shared that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like Billy Gale's. It's pretty good. It's one of them places where you get way more food than you ever need.
Great. Now I got to go eat dinner there. Thanks.
So first Bobby's going to Flat Creek. He's going to eat Flat Creek, and then he's going over to Billy Gale's for dessert and pancakes. It's going to be a busy night for you, Bobby.
Your fault.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. That's my fault.
Yeah, I've been trying to think of somewhere we hadn't been in a long time. Those are good choices.
Those are good choices. You been to Lambert's recently?
No.
You really jack up your day.
I don't want to go wait for an hour.
Bubby's correct. So this is, have we talked about Lambert's on here?
It is Friday night, though.
I don't.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, I think we have.
Matter of fact, because I'm still trying to catch up. I'm on the episode just past
number
that.
Two.
Okay.
No.
Number two.
No, this is like 14, 15. We talked about it.
So Bubby's only halfway through. He's you're way behind.
Yeah. I'm about 15.
What are we talking about on that episode, Bubby?
Lambert's,
obviously.
We talked about Lambert's. We talked about the albinos.
Oh, okay. That was Bubby's homework. Speaking of homework, are we going to wait till Tyler gets back to do our homework assignment? All right. For those of you who are anxiously awaiting our homework assignment, we are going to be pushing that out.
They've all forgotten.
Okay. I put it in the show notes last time because I did recognize that we had not gotten to that part yet.
I put the answer in my phone, but I don't remember the question.
Okay, that'll be fun for when we get to it.
I was like, okay, I don't know what Bubby's this refers to. Yeah,
Bubby's just reading it.
I have the answer.
I don't. I'm hopefully when we get to this, somebody will remind me what I'm doing here. Yeah. So that's even better. We're gonna start with you when the time comes, Bubby.
And
you're
just
gonna read
is?
Your answer.
Okay.
And then I want you to backtrack to guess what you think the question is from your answer.
Okay.
All right, that's what we're gonna do because we're not gonna remind Bubby between now and then.
But you just told me it was in the notes.
All I said is that we had to do our homework assignment. I did not put out what that homework assignment
Didn't
was.
Didn't you say it was in the show notes?
Yes, I said, we forgot our homework assignments. We're going to get to it.
Oh, that's
next
all
time.
You said. Yeah,
that's okay. All I said. So there's no hope.
True.
There's no hint for you there.
I thought you meant the question.
And there's no way you're going to catch up to that episode between now and then. Because you're only on episode 14 now. We're on episode 33. There's no skipping. That's cheating. All right. So that's something for everyone to look forward to is Bubby's mystery answer and then his guess on the mystery question. I'm going back to this. Amanda, you got any fun things going on in your world?
Nope.
Just getting ready to start the year out there?
No.
Nope. Not even doing that. Just quietly sitting in her office, twiddling her thumbs and watching the days go by. That's how I'm living my life. So
I have a story from a couple times ago that I need to go back to.
Okay. I also have a question for everyone, but Bubba, you want to do your story? Or you want to talk about my question?
Let me find it.
Too. Okay, Bobby's going to find his thing. All right, so we've been working on the job site here recently. And I have discovered I have an irrational fear. Surprise. I have a lot of irrational fears. Things that like I can't do because in my brain I'm not allowed to. This one involves porta potties. It turns out I am very concerned about dropping something into a porta potty to the fact that I have to empty now my pockets before I can go into one because I am 100% convinced my keys are going to fall in there and then I'm going to have to make a decision, which is there are no good answers to that decision. There's not a right decision to make there when you drop your keys into a porta potty because you need to go get them or you need to abandon them. And I can't do either of those things. So. Mm. But my question is, do you guys have any like irrational fears or like things that like in your brain, like aren't things, but in your brain are things?
No.
Man's got nothing. No.
Well, you have anxiety.
I have anxiety. So I suffer from
things like that. I know.
A fair bit of anxiety. I also, here's some more that I'll just throw out there for you. I can't chew gum anymore. Why can't I chew gum? Because I'm convinced that, and I'm not convinced, but my brain is convinced that they're going to pull crowns and they're going to pull the crowns off my teeth. And then like that raw tooth underneath is going to be exposed. So I can't chew gum anymore. I also, Amanda knows this one full well, I can't order the same thing somebody else orders at a table.
But is that a fear or is that you're just being weird?
No, they're all just me being weird. None of them are actual like things. I can chew gum. It's not going to actually pull my crowns off. Like I got good dentistry done.
But I know. But like there's a fear of something happening.
Right.
But I think
I'm not sure what the consequences is if I ordered something somebody else has ordered.
I don't think it's a fear. I just think it's
a
part
tick,
of your tism.
Whatever that my tism. Whatever that is. Yeah, I can't order the same. So if Bubby orders my
I've experienced that.
Yeah. So if Bubby orders my food ahead of me, then I have to pick something else.
I know, and you never want to go first.
I try to go first now every time.
Yeah.
I've learned my lesson there. So now I will jump in. If I'm sitting like in the middle of the table and they go, okay, we'll start with you. I will jump the line so that there's no danger of me losing my food.
That is weird.
Because I can order the same thing that you ordered.
Yes, you can order the same thing I ordered because that's your problem. You screwed this up, not me.
Oh, it doesn't bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me if you get it. But if I order the same thing you order, that's where the problem arises.
That's weird.
I don't know why.
It's just.
Okay, we're just going to gang up on me on this one.
That is weird.
I'm going to just... All right, folks. Well, this was a good podcast. We're just going to go ahead and wrap this one.
You chose to
jump
talk about
board.
This.
Well, I thought somebody else would join in here with me about something.
I like, don't that's have anything like that.
Like irrational fears or like do you have any like weird tics, that, like things you got to do, Bubby?
No.
I'm the only one?
It's just I'm obsessed like that now. I like to have... fun like while I'm walking on a sidewalk and not step on the cracks. but that's just that's
but you can step on a crack.
That's not yeah, that's not me being weird. That's just
well, that is you being weird.
That's just me thinking, I'm gonna try not to step on a crack while I'm walking.
This is like one time I drove where the old airport is in Springfield. You know what I'm talking about over there before they built a new one. I learned that you can drive all the way from Springfield to Branson, Missouri without touching your brakes.
Because your thing flew off.
No.
It was overheating. What was it?
No, it was because I had somebody drop my car off at the airport and I gave them the key and the fob. And then I had another key, which would work for the door and the ignition. But what I didn't realize was that you can't turn off the alarm when you only use the key and not the fob.
Ooh.
So I started the car up with I opened the door with the key. I started the car up with the key and then the alarm went off.
It just shouldn't have gone off. That's
shouldn't
weird.
Have, but also learned that it'll eventually like quit going off. But every time you touch the brake, it will start it back up. Yeah. So as long as I didn't touch the brake, the touch alarm the wouldn't brake. Go off. Now the alarm in that car is just the horn honking. Hank, 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 hank. Hank, hank. So if you're driving down the highway behind people and you're hitting the brake, they just think you're beeping at them.
How long does it go off?
It goes off for about, I'd say about minute and a half. You got to deal with that.
Wow.
So I drove, once I figured out what was going on, because first I tried to like open up the hood and pull the fuse for the horn, but that was attached to something else apparently because it shut down the car when I did that. So I had to put that back together, restart the car, sit through the horn going off again, and then try to drive out of there. Got to the toll booth, had to stop for the toll booth. So the horn goes off again. So I start driving, and then I realize that if I just stop hitting the brake, I'm good. So I got all the way from that airport to my home in Branson without touching the brake again until I pulled into my driveway. If you plan far enough ahead, you can manage that. So
interesting. So we have a CPU at work. It's an old gaming CPU, and the computer's used for by the accounting firm that comes and does our finances every week. And here recently, for some reason, there's an alarm that goes off on the CPU. It'll just start going dee 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 dee, and it'll do it for a couple of minutes and then it'll stop. But before I figured that out, I was like, oh, it needs to be reset. So I'd go over and push the reset button every time.
And that would just restart the computer?
It would. And it would go away, you know, within a minute. Okay. And so last time it did that, he was there on the computer using it. And I was like, oh, just hit you can't hit reset. You're using the computer.
Right.
And so it would have just shut down everything he was doing. And he goes, don't worry about it. It'll go away in about 2 minutes. And sure enough,
so that's
if I had waited, it would have just stopped.
That's more than likely a BIOS error on that computer, which means that there's something wrong with that computer. And if you figure out how many beeps it does, then you can look up that code and see what's wrong with that computer.
Oh, good to know.
Because this one that we used to record the podcast, I pulled out of storage. And when I hooked it up, it wouldn't boot and it was just beeping at me. And I looked up the code and it was like, your battery's jacked.
So look up BIO codes?
Yeah, but you have to look it up for that manufacturer.
Oh, okay.
So if it's a Dell, you have to look up the Dell beep codes or whatever. And then it usually will tell you.
I will
motherboard. You can also look up motherboard beep codes.
The memory is like almost completely full. I wonder if that may be it.
Maybe probably not. It's usually something like there's a little battery on there. This is riveting podcasting, but for those of you playing along at home, there's a little battery on there, and sometimes that'll start dying off, and that keeps like the time when you shut the computer off and does a couple other things. So that'll be dying, or sometimes memory isn't seated right. There's a bunch of things that could set that thing off.
Okay.
But that may mean that you may need to look at getting a new one of those if you're doing all your finance stuff on there.
Well, I mean, it doesn't need that much memory. I think we use Adobe also and another program to print stuff like slides. So it doesn't do a lot. So I don't think
there's no way
if you got a new laptop would probably.
I was going to say, there's no way in that building you don't have just another computer sitting around somewhere.
No, we have two or three. but I'm not going to say they're in any better shape than
right.
that one.
That's where we're currently at. We had to abandon the new one that we got for here because it turned out it wasn't new. It was broken that I tried to use it for a different purpose. Right. And it turns out it was more broken than I thought it was because it quit recording the podcast on my wife twice and on us once. So that got thrown away, and now I'm just going to look at buying a new one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get one of the little tiny ones and a little... like micro computers, because all we're doing is running this one program on it. So
the Mac, the little Mac,
huh?
A little Mac?
Yeah, no, not a Mac. No. Psh, I ain't got that kind of money, Bubby. Mac, $6,000 for a little Mac computer. I'm gonna spend like $150 and buy myself like a Windows based like tiny micro computer that all it needs to do is run Audacity and record this damn podcast. That's all it's got to do. I ain't got
fair enough
Mac money. What kind of rich do you think I am, Bubby? I got Mac money. This is an Android phone. What kind of money you think I got? Android phone, Mac money. Bubby's rich. That's what I just learned. Bubby's buying Macs.
Out of my house. I'm not Mac anymore.
Tell your Mac story, Bubby.
Which Mac story?
So, Bubby.
That one. Jeez.
Used to work.
Can I already tell this?
I don't think you did. Bubby used to work at the same place that me and Amanda worked. We all worked together. And I left after 18 years there. And then Bubby, an opportunity came up that I let Bubby know about. And he took a new job at his current place of business. I don't like to mention names just in case we get somebody in trouble. But go ahead and tell me what happened on your first day at work, Bubby?
First week, wasn't necessarily first day, but first week of work, the tech booth needed to be rearranged.
Now, why did the tech booth need to be rearranged, Bubby?
Because when I first got there, the soundboard was all the way in the left corner of the booth where it was blocked by, it blocked the whole left side of the speakers in the auditorium. So you could only hear the right side speakers where the soundboard was.
So that's Bubby's reasoning. And now the real world reasoning is Bubby is the world's best putterer. And if you can putter and do something like rearrange the booth, Bubby is the king of that. So.
Did a good job.
Bubby's gonna rearrange the booth.
So yes, I unplugged, you know, lots of things and moved things around, and one of them being the Mac computer that controls the lyrics and videos for the screens out in the auditorium.
This is an all-in-one. This is the screen, computer, everything all-in-one.
Yes,
very expensive.
So I set it on a office chair. That was my first mistake.
Not the ground, not the counter, office chair.
Office chair. And I have to leave the booth to go do something. And I come back, and it has fallen off of the office chair and onto the floor and cracked the face of the computer.
The screen.
Screen, yes. And so got everything plugged back
in. Not just a little bit, though, right?
No, it did a pretty good job, but everything still worked.
Right.
So it's just at the cracked face, and you can still see everything fine. There's nothing wrong other than having a cracked face.
This is week one of being employed.
Week one of being employed by this church, yes.
So then you have to go and explain this to somebody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely tell the music minister right away because he'd been there, you know, a couple of years. The chairman of the elders, and of course their reply was, that's okay when we were working on new projectors, I dropped a laser projector and cracked it.
Oof.
from the lift.
Oh, so that's an impressive move right there.
I did not feel bad because the chairman of the elders had done that. And so he didn't want me to feel bad either. So
okay,
as long as everything still worked, he was fine with it.
And Bubby is still employed to that place many years
later.
They
had just bought it. You know,
yeah, it was brand new, wasn't it?
Yeah, long before I started. So yeah,
I figured if you didn't get fired for that, you were never going to get fired from that place ever.
Yeah, it's been over 3 years and still have that cracked screen.
It's
running fine.
There's a place in town that would just fix that for you. You know that, right?
Yeah, and it Well, I would have to get a replacement and load all the programs and everything. It'd be more of a hassle.
Psh, too much effort.
Psh, tires.
Tires. Check them. Drink. All right. Well, so that happened. I've broken a bunch of stuff. I'll be honest with you. I mean, the business we work in, you deal with electronics and stuff all the time. I have blown up some stuff. And this year I've had several people blow up. I had one guy at work plug an amp into an amp. So took the outs of the amp and plugged him into the outs of the other amp. And then the smoke came out a whole bunch. And then one of those amps didn't amp anymore.
Why would you do that?
Because the way that whole, I have a test rack at work. And the way that test rack is kind of wired up, it has an amp, like an old amp in there, like an old Crown amp, but it's a freaking tank.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's set to come out of there to go to test equipment with, so you can test speakers or whatever with. Mm-hmm. But we also have it so you can come out XLR and test amps with it as well, if you plug the right cable into the right spot. So he plugged the cable into the back of his amp because that's what he wants to test. And then he just go ahead and plugged it into the back of the other amp instead of putting the audio line to it. And yeah, a bunch of smoke came out. It was not happy about that. But the good news is they'll repair that for you for a nominal fee of a couple $100. So
yeah.
And then I had the boss's daughter once learned a very valuable lesson about the direction of DC voltage.
Ooh.
And that it matters.
Yes. It does.
It does matter a lot. And she went ahead and reversed those two wires and smoked out about, I don't know, $1,000 worth of stuff.
Nice.
And I was like, "You're good thing your dad owns this place because I'd have fired you otherwise." So,
at the job we used to work together at, one of the theaters, I actually blew the speakers in.
Okay. So I'm going to tell this story because I was there for this.
Yeah.
We're getting ready for a festival at this place, and we go in and check in the lobby. It's me and Ryan, who was on the podcast here just recently, and we go and check in Bubby. Everything's doing good. We go, "Okay, buddy, we'll come back here and see you." And then we left the building and started walking away. And we went out the back door of this particular venue, Amanda, and we got to where there's a train track where we were going to cross that train track. And then from his building, we hear a very loud sound. A very loud sound, and then we hear nothing. And we're like, "We better go check on that." And we walk in that building, and Bubby has managed to smoke out both of the subs in that building. Nah. Like gone.
But
like,
not just the subs, also the mids and tweeters.
Oh, did you get the speakers too? I knew about the subs. Yeah. I didn't know you got the speakers too.
Yeah, our friend Pat had to replace all of it.
Yeah. That was a good one too.
That was costly.
That was a little bit on the expensive.
That was my bad. Now,
it was your bad, but I understand how it happened.
Yeah.
Line level versus mic level, and then moving stuff around, and
yes,
then things blew up.
That was very much the reason.
So be careful out there, kids, when you're hooking up electronics.
Never do that again.
Never. Yeah, you know, you learn a lesson. It's a valuable lesson. You're going to learn not to do that a second time when you
And I knew better.
When you let all the smoke out. I once, friend of the podcast, Tim, I once put a screwdriver, like he had a fan in the back of his computer that wasn't spinning, but it was on. And I took one of those little jeweler screwdrivers and I put it on the blade to try to spin the blade. But I actually slipped off the blade and hit the power supply that's directly behind that. And that computer stopped working those real quick.
Sparks.
Yeah, and then there was a big hunk missing out of that screwdriver, and then I had to go buy a new power supply and put it in that computer.
I'm surprised it didn't shock you.
No, I was on the plastic end of the screwdriver, so I was all right there. I was smart enough not to be touching any metal to that, but I was not smart enough to unplug the computer to do it first. But yeah, the smoke came out, and I was very A, surprised, and B, sad. There was also a young gentleman who used to work at that company who then came back as a freelancer who hooked up a power distro and then went to meter the power distro. Have you heard this story before? This is down in the open venue down in the valley there.
Maybe.
And so he goes to meter that power distro. And when you're using a voltmeter to meter something, usually be on volts, and you'll have it set to that range of voltage. Well, instead of doing that, he had it set to continuity. So continuity just means that it's going to test whether that there's a circuit there. But basically what it means is power is going to come down one side of that little probe that you're touching to the power, go through your voltmeter, and then back out the other side. Mm-hmm. And he touched those two pins together with that meter on continuity. And then, man's just hitting things. And then a loud noise happened, a bright light happened, and then smoke happened. And then there was silence. And we go, "You okay back there, buddy?" He goes, "I'm gonna need a second." And then he stood up and he had those two probes in his hand, but one was significantly shorter than the other one, where it had just melted down that whole probe. Oh. And he's just standing there with it. I went, "I think you're gonna need a new meter because that one's probably not good anymore."
Yeah.
But he survived that as well. Toast. So you gotta be careful around high power. You can't be messing around with high power. You can 110, you can take a shock and probably be all right, but that big stuff will get you.
Mm-hmm.
So, all that to say, I am apparently the only one here with any irrational phobias. And I miss Tyler, and I wish he were here to share his irrational phobia with me.
Does he have any?
He's got to, right?
I don't know.
It can't just be me.
I don't think it's just you, but I think you're the one in four in our group.
Oh. All right, folks, if you're out there, I need your help, okay? I need somebody to write in here with their irrational fears to the podcast. And let me know I am not alone in this, okay? It's just not me being... Because if I'm insane and I need to do something about that, I need to know now.
What are the weird things that you, like, have to do? Like, you can't not do?
Those are the big ones, are those. I mean, there's a lot of, like, I gotta, like, if I don't know if I've locked the door or not, I gotta get up and go check that and that kind of thing. Although I have a lot of that automated now, so I can... just ask the nice Google lady if I did a thing or not, and that works out better. You can't run the dryer when you're not at home. You can't have crock pots going when you're not at home, because that'll definitely burn the house down.
No, that's what a crock pot's for.
No, it's for burning down your house, Bubby. That's what a crock pot is for.
No, it's for cooking a meal while you're gone.
No, see, that thing's just cooking away in your house when you're not there to watch, keep an eye on it, and then it's just going...
That's why it's on low... Slow cook. Slow.
I don't think it's the cooking part that's the problem. It's the electricity part that I have a problem with, I think. But I can't do it.
Well, the same 110 is going through it, or 120, so.
110, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
It's not 220.
That's from Mr. Mom.
Seems like Tyler would be too chill to...
You don't think... Okay, so phobias. Where I was at, if you have any phobias or irrational fears and would like to write into the podcast, please write us at allfishandchips@gmail.com and let me know that I am not the only one here. we did get an email this week from... I shared it. Yeah, she shared it in the thing. That was from friend of the podcast, Carol.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Because for those of you who listened to last week's podcast, Bubby...
It was actually this week's.
Well, yeah. this week's podcast, but by the time this posts, it'll be last week's podcast. You can hear Bubby talk about his roommate from Kazakhstan. Bubby, you did finally learn where he's actually from.
I had to ask my wife, "Do you remember where my Russian roommate was from?" And she goes, "Yeah, Kazakhstan." Like, "Yeah, that's it."
That's not Kazakhstan at all.
Kazakhstan.
It makes sense.
That's where
we see from. How you got there, but you definitely went to Kazakhstan.
I couldn't.
So, a friend of the podcast, Carol, said, "Well, why didn't you guys just Google search Kazakhstan?" To which I replied,
"Didn't think it was a real thing."
I replied, "I do not want to be on the list that comes up when you search for Kazakhstan." But she went ahead and did that for us and sent us, well, I suppose this is the Facebook page, her search results for searching from Kazakhstan. Amanda has also posted it. I lost my glasses for a hot second there. You get such results as welcome to the Republic of Kazakhstan. Don't click on that link for sure.
Nobody click on it.
There's also a Flickr account. Flickr is where you keep your photos, Bubby, that just says explore Kazakhstan's 40 photos on Flickr.
I'm going to pass.
Yeah, hard pass on that. Definitely don't click that link because you're going to see some stuff. And then Reddit's going to jump in on this one. Citizens of Kazakhstan praying to Allah in the mosque. This is probably going to get us some hate mail, but in the mosque of Kak. And then things continue after that. But I didn't click on that link either because...
Nope.
There's also a copy pasta talking about Kakistan as well. So you may not be alone in this world, Bobby. You may have, you know, your roommate might actually have been from Kakistan and not Kazakhstan, depending. So we'd like to thank Carol for that email there. We did not follow any of those links because we are scared. And I'm already probably on a lot of internet lists from back in the day. So here we are. I got, you ever get emails from, I know Amanda's got to have gotten these from like your torrent, from your internet provider when you were illegally downloading, let's say, movies or music. Or, no, I'm the only one. Holy hell. Back in the day, no. Like trying to watch, because you know you didn't have HBO, but you want to watch whatever shows on HBO. Or mine was Doctor Who, because we couldn't get the Doctor Who episodes back in the day, so I'd have to download them. And then I got a letter from the internet people that were like, "We're gonna shut your internet off if you keep doing this." I'm like, "Okay, I guess I'll quit doing it then." Trying to get me, but now I'm the only one here too doing that. Bubby, have you ever done anything wrong in your life? What's happening here?
The problem we have here. Most recently is trying to get videos off of YouTube to use
for like church and
meetings
stuff.
And stuff. Yeah.
They don't like you to download their videos, Bobby.
No, they don't. And so there are websites out there that you can, that will help you do that, but
a lot of them are not trustworthy.
Exactly.
Why don't,
here goes Amanda.
Google will do that for you. Google is like, yeah, let's make a slides like PowerPoint. And you just put that, there's a button that says, would you like to put embed a YouTube video? And you say, yep. And you just do it. And Google's like, okay, that's in there now. Now you can just pull that out.
Yeah.
In PowerPoint?
Yeah. So in PowerPoint.
You have to use Google PowerPoint. Slides. Oh, it's like Google PowerPoint.
Slides. Okay.
It's like
PowerPoint. You can actually do it in PowerPoint too. You can embed a YouTube video in PowerPoint as well, because I've done that.
Okay.
All right.
I will look into that.
We're going
to have to download it.
You don't.
Google takes ownership of it for you.
Yeah, this is theirs anyway. Google's got the YouTubes anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah. One of the websites
they work together.
Actually, I used quite a bit, but then they keep finding these websites and shutting them down.
Weird that, right?
Just use Google.
Just use.
It's a family of things that are meant to work together.
All right.
It's an ecosystem, Bubby. You need to get right with the ecosystem. Get away from Apple and their shenanigans, and you get right with Google.
Well.
Bubby, cyberpunk future is coming, and you need to pick which corporation you are going to be siding with. Okay, as we know in this house, I have sided with the Google and all of her secret listening devices, because there are a shit ton of them in my house.
Right, I use
one screwed to the wall right there, listening to this podcast right now and judging us.
I use Alexa in my office.
I had both at one point.
And one got bricked.
Shit. Drink. If you got that on your bingo card, go ahead and just drink. I'm retelling a story again. Man is the joy killer. She's the joy killer. I don't know what to tell you, kids.
I'm just saving valuable airspace.
To fill it with. You got any stories? You got anything good? No.
All right, I want to do my two stories.
All right, Bubby found his stories. Now, just quick question. Did you ever remember the one story?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm just hoping one day it comes back and it's going to be a glorious story. All right, what's your first one?
Are you saving these candles for...
Okay. Now we're going to digress real quick here, Bubby. All right. In my basement next to where
there's so many almost burned all the way down.
Yeah,
she's not wrong.
In the radon dungeon here, which is my basement, we have the podcast studio set up. And then directly behind where Tyler would sit is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shelves, and then the floor, and then another thing next to it that my wife stores all of her decor for the house. So this is where like the summer stuff.
Oh,
the decorative things will go and live. And there are a lot of candles that are 3/4 of the way gone.
I count 10.
But some of them are holiday candles, and I'm going to imagine they're all holiday scents of some kind. So you got like gingerbread scents over there, or you got like summer scents over there, or whatever. No, this is a source of contention in our lives. Like, why do we need all this stuff just stored up here on these shelves? And that's more scents.
I don't think it's a scent. I think it just takes it away.
Oh, that's a stink killer.
Yeah, a smell killer. We'll put it by the candles. We'll see how long it takes for them to go away.
Fight. The scent killer and the scent candles are going to fight it out.
We'll just like suck the candles down.
That's another scent killer right there too, Bobby. Yeah, that's another
one. Is it smelly? Does the other podcast, does it have a smell?
No, she's concerned about, because the cat's.
I see.
The cat's litter box is down here. And she's very concerned that it's going to stink down here.
Do something that makes smells?
The cats do, yes. One of them especially has a problem. But
doesn't baking soda do the same thing? Isn't that why you put it in your fridge?
Maybe. I don't know how well that works. That might just be one of them old wives' tale scams too, Bobby. You know? They're like, oh yeah, if you open up this baking soda, it'll make not stink in there. But it's just baking soda people because they can't sell enough baking soda because who needs baking soda?
It's got to absorb something.
It's got to absorb something, says Bobby. All right. What's your story?
All right. So a few weeks ago, I was driving along, and Springfield has a couple of highways that surround, make a big O
loop
around the city.
We got 65 and 60 and 44.
And a lot of these highways have green trails running under them and through them.
Yeah, like nature walking trails.
Through them.
Whatever.
Right across them. Like there's a major highway that the joggers and the people with their kids just got to dash across.
And so I was driving highways, the James River Freeway, actually.
So 60.
And going up over the overpasses at,
which oddly does not go by James River.
No, it didn't. Highway 65. So there are some flyovers there. Right. And there is a green trail that runs underneath. And I was driving along, and I looked to the left. I often do because there's a stream there, and I like to see if it's full of water or not. And there's a...
Why do you like to
I just do.
Okay.
He just likes to update the website.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. He's.
You have phobias. I like to look at streams to make sure they have water.
Bubby's got an entire website that's just dedicated to the Missouri, Southern Missouri, spring and creek report.
Anyway.
How's the one down there where's the shooting range at down there? Between Branson here.
Busick.
How's that freaking Busick doing, Bubby?
I don't know. Last time I was there, it was full.
Okay.
And cold.
Last update from Bubby. Full.
Anyway, so right next to the creek is the Greenway Trail. And there, you would think you would see joggers on it. No, I saw the Popo driving down the Greenway Trail.
Like just down the nature trail there? Just,
yeah, underneath the bridge.
Okay.
That I'm driving over. And so then I look, okay, where's he going? So I look all the way to my right, and I can see where the trail comes out and goes to the woods. And there's, you know, there are a couple people on down a ways walking. And then there's, it turns and goes closer to the highway that's going south. And there's a group of people just standing there. I'm like, okay, I don't know what that's about, but apparently the police are driving on the Greenway Trail to get to this group
now,
of people.
This area that Bubby is now rubbernecking everything around him is a very congested area and very dangerous for driving because many roads meet, converge, and exit from this one section.
Right.
So Bubby has at this point thrown all caution to the wind. And is just seeing where this cop is going and what he's about to do.
Well, yeah. By the time I get to this point, I'm on the flyover.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm past all the exits and entrance to the flyover.
Okay.
I'm on the flyover.
All right. High on this bridge.
Yeah. So,
So he's just driving up there. You don't have no idea what he's doing up there.
I can't just stop and watch. No,
sure you can.
I know that there he was on the way to the group of people. I just don't know what was going on. And it was just weird that I saw him driving on this Greenway Trail because you never see anything but bicycles on it.
What do you think's going down on the nature trail?
That's a good question. Let's debate this.
Well, I'm just wondering, is there a homeless encampment up there they're mad about or...
Could be.
Because Springfield police aren't really interested in like crime fighting or anything. They're more like crime lookers. I think I might have said this before.
You mean like breaking up homeless camps?
Yeah, well, they like to just come and see where crime's happening. They like or has happened. They're like, oh, look at that. Your car got stolen. That's a shame.
Enforcing that you can't use gaming machines in convenience stores.
Yeah, Bubby's mad about this one. Bubby's been they're taking out his slot machines out of the gas station, so he can't go play slots during his lunch break anymore.
I've never. No.
You ever been gambling, Bubby?
I have never.
What?
Well, I've played Texas Hold'em and won quite a bit, but.
But that's like with friends.
Yes.
You have not been to a casino, though.
That's more of taking advantage of them being drunk.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's how that works.
Yeah.
Sober people always win. That's how that works.
True.
You've never been to like a casino? Have you never been to Vegas?
No. So I'm excited about going on a cruise ship June. And so I'm going to go to the slots.
Which cruise?
Try out the slot machines.
Which cruise line are you going on?
Royal Caribbean.
Okay. So yeah, they'll have that. They got some coin pushers on there. If you like the coin pushers, those are a steal. They're going to steal your money. But then again, so are the slot machines.
I've done that, but that's.
You need to sign up for the slot machine tournament, Bubby. They're going to have a tournament.
See, now I think you're making things up.
Nope. I am not making this up. All right. So let me tell you what a slot machine tournament is, because you've never been. So I'm going to tell you. And for those of you who don't know, here's how this works. You're going to sign up for this tournament. Okay. It's going to cost like, I don't know, $20 or something. And then you're going to get assigned a position in the tournament. Okay. And then when your turn comes, you're going to sit down on the slot machine. It's going to be in special play mode. It's in slot play mode. So it has unlimited credits, all the credits in the world, but you have a time limit and you have to score as many points as you can, as many like winning combinations and points as you can in that time limit. Everyone else is doing the exact same thing. So what this involves is they've got the spin button, right? And you're just going to hit that spin button as fast as you can. And then sometimes there'll be a bonus up there that you have to click. Like they'll be like, oh, you got this. Click here to get this bonus. And so you're just pushing the button as fast as you can. Blah, 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 blah. And look at the screen. Look at the screen. Look at the screen. Boom. Hit the bonus. Boom. Hit the bonus. And everyone's going to be doing the exact same thing. And they're going to do like 5 rounds of this. And then at the end of your round, they're going to give you the top 3 people. And those 3 people are going to move on. And everybody else can go the hell home. And they're going to do that until there's one winner. And that dude's going to get like $6,000 or $8,000 or whatever it is. So he's going to win a bunch of money. And you have to have no talent at all. You just have to be lucky because everyone's going like this. And then depending on how the machine spins the wheels and hits the things, you could have a bajillion points or you're going to have 4 points. And there's no rhyme or reason to any of it. I did this on the last time we were on the cruise ship. And I was like, this is dumb as hell. Like there's no skill in this. I'm just going to keep hitting this button and hope I win. And I did.
$20 for 6,000? Yeah. Bad.
I mean, somebody's going to win that money. Like, of those people playing, somebody's taking that money home. So,
might as well be you.
It's probably the better odds in that casino is playing the stupid slot tournament because somebody's going to win.
But, how about you, Amanda? You played?
Have I played?
Yeah. Casino.
You've been to casino?
Yeah. I've played casino.
Have you? Wait, Amanda, have you played?
At a casino.
Have you ever played casino, Amanda?
Not the game, not the movie.
All right, what's your game of choice, Amanda?
I don't really have one.
So when you go to
the it's super not interesting to me.
No, you're not a gambler.
No.
I have a game of choice.
Yeah.
It's Pai Gow.
Yeah.
So Pai Gow is the easiest game to play, one of the easiest games to play, and it also has the best odds. You also will not win very much money by playing this dumb game. And the only casinos that have it are like the old casinos, like in the seedy sections of towns. Like if you go to Vegas, you got to go down to the strip, down to Fremont Street. And then there'll be some casinos down there that have Pai Gow. But the nice thing about it is like no one is real serious about Pai Gow. So the lady who's dealing Pai Gow will like help you out and say like, no, you need to play these cards. And that's like the best way. And they have like the rules up there.
Well, so you it's a card game.
Yeah, it's a card game. And basically, they deal cards, and you got to try to make the best 2 card hands. So you got to make 2 hands, and if you both your hands beat both their hands, you win. If you one of their hands is better and one of your hands is better, then nobody wins. And if both your hands suck and both their hands are good, then they win. And mostly, it's one of your hands is good and one of their hands is good, and nobody wins. That's mostly how that game goes. But you can put like $50 down and play like 2 hours. You can kill a lot of time with Pai Gow. My wife likes roulette, and she wants to play roulette. Her whole family like to go to the casinos. I don't go because I never win. I go because they go, but I don't want to go because I never win. So I've learned that Pai Gow is the way to go because I can spend a lot of time screwing around and not lose a lot of money. And sometimes I come out ahead by like $5, but not often. So
I'm going to give it a try.
Yep.
Looks like fun.
I think my favorite game is to sit... find somebody at the bar at the casino and just ask them about their day. And they'll tell you a nice story. I like to collect the stories.
I see. Amanda's just...
Sometimes you get a jackpot. You get a real good one.
Sometimes. I had
too much information sometimes.
I had a dude that I don't know in any way whatsoever come up to me the other day and just start spilling his life story at me for no... I showed no interest in this experience, but he proceeded to spend like 20 minutes telling me his entire life story.
Sometimes people just gotta get it out.
But what... Do I look like the... like?
Apparently to that guy you did.
Apparently to that guy I did. So, but Bubby, yes. So some rules for you, Bubby. You need to set a limit, okay?
Right.
Or just go in there willy-nilly say, this is the limit of money that I am planning on losing. Don't say...
How much would you suggest?
For your first time at the casino, going to the... to play slots, that's probably what you're going to do.
Probably.
You're going to look for the cheaper slot machine. So you want to find...
Any...
penny slot. I doubt they're going to have that cruise ship, but they'll have a quarter one probably.
Quarter.
Or maybe a little cheaper. But remember, that's per line. So on the casino, on the slot machine, it's going to be per line that you play, you're going to pay. So you could be, it could be like a 5 cent machine, but then when you play all the lines, it's like $1.50. So you got to be careful of that because they're tricky. Them casino people, they want your money. They don't want you to keep that money. They want that money. So you're going to play that slow. Find ones you like. Find one that you think is fun.
That looks pretty.
Looks pretty. It's got a lot. You know, they got like an Addams Family one. You can play that one. Or I know there's a Golden Girls one.
A Glitter Kitty one.
Glitter
that looks
Kitty.
Pretty.
Yeah. don't play like an old boring seven.
I've heard Wheel of Fortune. They have a Wheel of Fortune.
Yep, you can play that one. But don't play like a boring one that's like diamonds and like bars. That's boring. You want to... And... you might get lucky. So you're playing, you're losing. And then sometimes you'll hit like a combination of things and then that machine goes apeshit.
Yeah.
And it'll just start spinning on its own. And it'll be like, ba-bomb, ba-bomb, and noises are going off and things are going.
I win.
And then, yeah, you'll get some money back. It's not going to be nearly as much as you put in there, but you'll get some money back for that. But it's fun because that thing goes apeshit and it's just doing all
that. Watch it do its own thing.
Yeah, you're like, holy crap. So we went to, this is probably a retell of this story, but whatever. We went to the one in St. Louis. And we had been there all day, and we had eaten dinner there at the buffet, and then we were gambling. And I had like 50, I'd started out with 50 bucks.
Is that the one on the boat?
That's one on the boat, yeah.
Okay.
So I'd had like 50 bucks when I started, and we'd played, and I was done. I was out of money. I had like 3 spins left. And I hit that like second to last spin, boom, and that machine went off, Bubby. It went crazy. And it's just spinning. I got 500 free spins. It's just going. And you're not touching anything. It's just happening. Man, things are lighting up and lights are flashing and bonuses are happening. And when it's all said and done, it got back to $50. And it's like, you got a $50 payout. I was like, cash that son of a bitch out. And I took my money down. I got my $50. I was like, even. I win. And I got the hell out of there.
That's funny.
So that 100% happened.
Yeah, you had your entertainment for... no money.
For no money. That's exactly what I figured. I didn't win anything, but I didn't lose anything, so I'm doing pretty good, and I got the hell out of there.
Right.
So I cashed out, and I was the big winner. But you see people like there, and they hit like a $10,000 jackpot or whatever it is, but I've never.
I want to be that guy.
I've been up like 20 bucks, I think, is the best I've ever done, and then I just give it all back to the machine anyway.
So you never said how much? 100 bucks?
I'd say 50. Between 50 and 100. That's you got to say to
that's
yourself.
That's a decision you got to make on your own.
Yeah, you got to say, how much am I willing to lose here? Because you're going to lose every bit of it. You just have to accept in your brain that money is gone the second you walk in that door.
But it's for entertainment.
It is for entertainment, exactly. So you got to say time. 50 bucks or 100 bucks. I wouldn't go any more than that for your first go out. But like I said, find that cheap machine. You're not playing any mind games with the casino. You're not trying to like play in a system. You're just going in there for fun. Yeah. So... If you got a $100 limit and you're like $50 in, you're like, yeah, I'm kind of did all this. I think I'm just get your money and go. Don't stick around and like play that the rest of that money.
Don't get addicted to it.
No, don't get addicted to it. Now there's people who will tell you like on the cruise ships, there's like a strategy here where if I spend X amount of money at the casino, then they will give me like another like cruise. Maybe you get like a 2-day cruise or 3-day cruise or something as a loyalty bonus. So you always got to sign up for the loyalty.
I'm going to say it sounds like you got to pay or play a lot of money.
Well, there's a system, and I've watched videos on it, but I'm never going to get into it because I don't cruise that much. You know, we go at once every couple of years. This is for people who like cruise a bunch, but that you can end up paying for your cruise, at least the cruise part of your cruises, because they still get you on the internet and the drinks and the rest of that stuff. So just be aware of that. All right. You got one more story and then we'll get out of here.
Yes. So this is just recently, a couple of days ago, I was, driving home from work, and I was stopped at an intersection. It was busy, 5 o'clock traffic. So traffic going the other direction at the intersection is all backed up, just stopped. And there's this dude on a skateboard, and he just is going right in between the middle of the cars, two lane, cars going same direction, and he's just scooting right in between them.
So kind of like
all the way down.
The motorcycle guys do.
Kind of like that. And then I saw him weave cross in front of one vehicle into the median and just keep on skating.
Uphill, downhill, or flat?
It was flat.
Okay.
It was Sunshine and Glenstone.
That's not safe. That's how you get smooshed.
That's a busy, busy intersection.
That's a busy intersection, and like no one is expecting skateboarder at any point. Like no. They say, watch for the motorcycles, right? Nobody,
right.
There's no signs
I've
out
there.
I've
seen a lot of that too.
Watch out for skateboarders, like weaving in between cars or nothing.
No,
Springfield is not like, it's not designed to be friendly to that kind of experience anyway. Like New York City, you know, you see bike messengers and people on rollerblades and stuff kind of weaving in and out of traffic. It's kind of expected there. They'll run you over here.
Not here.
Them dudes will just like, burp, 2 points.
Yeah.
And just moosh you good.
I get nervous when I see the motorcycles coming doing that.
We had one dude this past week that like me and Tyler were driving, and there's a car like right in front of us to the right. And that dude comes whipping in between that car and us. And there was hardly enough room to get that whole motorcycle through there. And he just burp, right through there he goes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, that's how you get killed. 100%. That's how you get killed.
Yeah. There was just an accident the other night on South Campbell. A car pulled in front of a motorcycle. And
Springfield doesn't have the drivers in this town are not good.
No.
There's a lot of terrible drivers in this town. So be careful out there, kids. And the roads are right now, every time it like slightly snows or ices in this town, the roads just disintegrate. Like all of our roads are made of paper mache, as far as I can tell.
There are a lot of potholes.
So they like as soon as we get any snow whatsoever, the entire road system just, there's one going up 60 towards Kabul and stuff. As you're going up the hill across the James River there is a probably 2 foot wide and deep pothole right on the edge of that lane where I know some people have just wrecked a tire going through that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to get out there and fix it anytime soon.
A tie rod.
Right? Just snap your freaking front axle in half when you hit that thing.
Mm-hmm. Shocks.
Yep, shocks. It's a whole bunch of badness going on there. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap this one up. We managed to wander our way through this episode. If you'd like to reach out to us, please check us out on the website. It's allfishandships.com.
Carol
Puppy's just going to get everybody drunk. If you'd like to write in and tell me about your unrealistic phobias or fears, please do, because I'd love to hear them, because I'm feeling a little on the outs right now, being the only one who's insane. So if you got any insanity, send it my way, because I'd love to hear about it. That's at itsallfishandships@gmail.com. You can check out our Facebook group. Join that, and we post the pictures and what have you on that. So you can check us all out there. We also have YouTube. It's All Fish and Chips at YouTube, and the episodes are getting uploaded there now automatically. So that's fun. Instagram and TikTok, we have them. We don't use them much. I'm sorry for that. So if that's it for me, and my name is Thor.
Bubby.
Amanda.
Remember, folks, no matter what you got going on in your life, it's all fish and chips.